أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم تسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله، خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين، صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين. أما بعد، جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يوم يعض الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا، يا ويلتى ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا، لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني، وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا. وقال الرسول يا ربي إن قومي اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. وكذلك جعلنا لكل نبي عدوا من المجرمين، وكفى بربك هاديا ونصيرا. صدق الله العظيم. سورة الفرقان، وما أحوجنا إلى الفرقان، وما أحوجنا، and how much in need we are of Furqan. What is Furqan? Furqan is criterion. الَّذِي يُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ. That which clearly distinguishes that which is true from that which is false. That which is right from that which is wrong. That which is lawful from that which is prohibited. That which is righteous from that which is wretched. This is Al-Furqan. And that's why one of the names of the Qur'an is Al-Furqan. And besides the Qur'an, there is also a surah. Ismuha Surah Al-Furqan. The chapter of the criterion. And in these few verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about regret. Bitter regret. On the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, when people will literally be biting into their hands out of regret. يَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. The day when the oppressor, and this includes the self-oppressor, the one who has oppressed themselves, or transgressed against themselves, the sinner, the disobedient one, the one who has disobeyed the laws and commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. We're starting with verse 27. Verse 27. The day when the wrongdoer, let's use a general term here, the day when the wrongdoer shall bite into their hands, meaning out of regret. يَقُولُ, they will say, يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. They will say, if only I had taken the path of the messenger. If only I had taken the path of the messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, it's this time of year, Rabi al-Awwal, which is one of the possible dates in which our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, the 12th of Rabi al-Awwal. Somebody told me could be Sunday night. Is it Sunday night? Inshallah ta'ala, during the entire coming week, we're going to be reading from the Shama'il, from the beautiful attributes, from the beautiful character of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this time of year, I always like to make introspection. Where are you, Riyadh, in terms of your true love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Which is measured by what? Which is measured by what? In the hadith in Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi records the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man ahabba sunnati ahabbani. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعْيَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ." Allah, Allah grant us to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. So whoever loves my sunnah, that person loves me. And whoever loves me will be with me in Jannah. That was the thing that the Sahaba were most concerned about. Rabi ibn Ka'b, he used to sleep at the door of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to spend his days in serving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then he used to sleep at the door of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet came to him one day and said to him, "Ya Rabbi, salni ma tashali as'alullah lak. O Rabbi, ask me whatever you like, that I might ask Allah for you." What does he ask for? It's a blank check, literally. The dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, laysa baynahu wa bayna Allah hijab. There is no veil between the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mustajab, miya bil miya. It's going to be answered by Allah. Blank check, what does he ask for? The keys of the Kaaba? The most beautiful woman? Money? Status? La wallah. Qala ya Rasulullah, as'aluka marafaqataka fil jannah. A messenger of Allah, I ask you for your companionship in the Jannah. He says, la turidu. غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ يَا رَبِيعَ. Don't you want anything else besides that? You know, just don't say any cup, one's can organize. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. خَيْرُ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ, the best of all creation. Rabi'a says, لَا أُرِيدُ سِوَى ذَلِكَ يَا رَسُولَ. I don't want anything but that, O Messenger of Allah, to be with you in Jannah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as has been taught by all the Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this to all the Anbiya, that we must take with the asbab. We must take with the causes. So what is the cause that he gives to Rabi'a? Ya Rabi'a, a'inni ala dhalika, a'inni ala dhalika bi kathrati sujood. Help me in the acceptance of this dua that I'm going to make for you, O Rabi'a, by making lots of sujood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those. We make lots of sujood, as we do, minimum 17 times a day in our fara'id, and over above that, especially in the middle of the night, that we might have the murafaqah, the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. So, this time of the year, I like to make that introspection. Where are you, Riyadh, in terms of your true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And if true love be measured by how much we love and follow the sunnah, كل واحد أدرى بنفسه, and everybody knows themselves better than anybody else. There was a great scholar, a pious scholar, نحسبه كذلك ولا نزكي على الله أحد. We consider him as such, and we don't praise anybody above Allah. In Turkey, they called him Sheikh Mahmoud Effendi. Mahmoud Effendi. Rahimahullah ta'ala, he passed away recently. And it was said that this man practiced no less than 4,000 sunnahs a day. He practiced no less than 4,000 sunnahs of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam every day. Where are you, Riyadh, in terms of that? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So, Inshallah ta'ala, we are going to be doing some reading in this coming week on the Shama'il, especially on the character of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because at the end of the day, what did he say? إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمُ الْأَخْلَاقِ. As if he is saying, the ulama, they say, as if he is saying, مَا بُعِثْتُ, I have not been sent except to perfect the model code of character. And as Anas ibn Malik, as he witnessed, خَدَمْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَشْرَ سِنِينَ فما قال لي أف قط وما قال لي شيء فعلت لما فعلت ولا لي شيء تركت لما تركت وكان أحسن الناس خلقا. He said, I served the Messenger of Allah for 10 years and he never even sighed in my face once. Uff. Uff doesn't really mean alif fa uff. I mean, more like a or like we would make in Cape Town like, or ach, ach mami, ach daddy. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ. We are prohibited in the Qur'an even to sigh in the faces of our mothers and fathers when they ask us to do something especially. فَمَا قَالَ لِي أُفٍ قَتْ. He never even sighed in my face once. And nor did he say to me for something I did, why did you do it? Nor did he say to me something I didn't do, why didn't you do it? This is a servant. How do we treat those who are in our employment? Good question. وَكَانَ أَحْسَنُ النَّاسِ خُلُقًا. And he was the best of people in character. He said, I never smelt anything more fragrant than the sweat of the Messenger of Allah, nor did I touch anything softer than silk, he said, was the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So inshallah ta'ala, we're going to be doing that reading this week, inshallah, Monday to Thursday after Maghrib, reading about the character and the lifestyle of our beloved Prophet ﷺ, that we might emulate, that we might emulate, that we might follow. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if you claim to love Allah, then what must you do? Follow me. Allah is instructing Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say to us, if you claim to love Allah, then follow me. فَاتَّبِعُونِي. This verb, ittaba'a, where does it come from? Anybody remember? At-tubba'u. At-tubba'u. في اللغة العربية, الظل. At-tubba'u literally means in the Arabic language, the shadow, the shadow. How does a shadow follow its object? Does it ever take another path? That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like a shadow follows its object. فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And he will forgive you your sins. Wallahu ghafoor rahim. And Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. As the poet says, أَتَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَأَنْتَ تُظْهِرُ حُبَّهُ إِنَّ هَذَا لَأَمْرٌ فِي الْقِيَاسِ شَنِيعُ لَوْ كَانَ حُبُّكَ صَادِقًا لَأَطَعْتَهُ إِنَّ الْمُحِبِّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُتِيعُ. The poet says, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ اللَّهُ افْتَحَ عَلَيْكَ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلوا على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. What did the poet say? أتعصي الله وأنت تظهر حبه. Do you disobey Allah whilst you are openly showing your love for Him? Very easy to claim to love Allah. Very easy to claim to love Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. But this religion is not about lip service. Yes, we do use our lips. I just did it now. صلوا على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. But like Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, لا ينفع قول إلا بعمل ولا ينفع قول ولا عمل إلا بنية ولا ينفع قول ولا عمل ولا نية إلا إذا وافق السنة. There's no use in a word unless it's backed up with a deed. And there's no use in a word or a deed unless it's backed up with a good intention. And there's no use in a word or a deed or a good intention unless it is in line with the lifestyle of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the poet says, do you disobey Allah whilst you are openly showing your love for Him? Indeed, in analogy, this is a matter most despicable. If your love had been true, you would have obeyed Him. Indeed, the one who loves is most obedient to the one whom they love. So how did we get to يَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ? I hope you see where this is fitting in now. We started with a verse from Surah Al-Furqan, for those of you who maybe came a little bit late. We started with verse number 27, the day when the wrongdoer will bite on their hands out of regret. Why? يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ رَسُولِ سَبِيلًا. If only I'd taken the path of the messenger. If only I'd taken the path of the messenger. Allah, Allahu Akbar. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Indeed, there has come to you from Allah a light and a clear book. Who is the light here? The light is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we know, sometimes the book is referred to as the light. Ya ayyuhan nas qad ja'akum burhanun. Indeed, there has come to you clear evidence, clear proof. Min rabbikum, from your creator and sustainer. Wa anzalna ilaykum nuran mubina. And we have revealed to you a perfect light. I mentioned this the other day. Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kishk always used to say, kayfa bi ummah? How can you have a nation? Rabbuha Nur, whose creator and sustainer is light. Allah says, Allahu Nur as-samawati wal-ard. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. Mufassirun say, Munawwir, illuminator, ala kulli hal. Allah says, He is the light of the heavens and the earth. Rabbuha Nur, an ummah whose Rabb, whose creator and sustainer is light. Wa nabiyuha Nur, and its prophet is light. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. There has come to you from Allah a light, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a clear book, meaning the Qur'an. And in this verse, in Surah An-Nisa, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بُرْهَانٌ وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. He has come to you clear proof, and we have sent down, we've revealed to you a clear, perfect light. رَبُّهَا نُورٌ وَنَبِيُّهَا نُورٌ وَكِتَابُهَا نُورٌ كَيْفَ تَرْضَى أَن تَعِيشَ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. Its creator and sustainer is light. Its prophet is light and its book is light. How can it want to live in the darkness? It's like, I don't know if those of you have gone hiking at night. I don't suggest it, especially in Cape Town. It's gevaarlijk. But can you imagine going out into the veld? There's no electricity. In the countryside somewhere. Pitch dark. No moon, beginning and the end of the month. And there's only one guy with a torch. Where are you going to go? Who are you going to follow? Who are you going to accompany? Who's going to be your companion? Who's going to be your bosom buddy? The guy with the light. Oh, no, it's okay. We're going to go this way. We'll catch up with you. And of course, this road is a dangerous road. There are holes, there are cliffs. It's a road filled with thorns. And not those small ones, big sharp ones. Can slice your foot in half. خَلِّ الذُّنُوبَ صَغِيرَهَا وَكَبِيرَهَا ذَاكَ التُّقَى وَاصْنَعْ كَمَاشٍ فَوْقَ أَرْضِ الشَّوْكِ يَحْذَرُ مَا يَرَى لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ صَغِيرَةً إِنَّ الْجِبَالَ مِنَ الْحَصَى. Leave sins, major ones and minor ones. That is truly being mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is truly having taqwa for Allah. Shielding ourselves from the displeasure of Allah. That's where the word taqwa comes from. From the word wiqaya, which means a shield. And make like a person walking on a road filled with thorns. Watching where they put their feet. Don't belittle a small sin. Mountains are made up of small stones. How are you going to see where to put your foot if there's no light? That's why we have to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wherever the light goes, we must be with that light. وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدَى. As for those who follow righteous guidance, they follow the light. They follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they follow the book. They follow the Quran, they follow the Sunnah. Zaduhum huda. Allah will give them more guidance. In other words, Allah will help them on the path. Allah will carry them on the path. What's the analogy I always use? The travelator at the airport. Just hop on the travelator. Ulaika ala hudam min rabbihim. Allah will carry you the rest of the way. Wa ulaika humul muflihun. And they alone will be the successful ones. That path will take them straight to Jannah. Allah make us of them. But if we're going to choose any other path, then we are choosing our destruction. Zaduhum huda wa atahum taqawahum. Look at that. As for the one who chooses righteous guidance, as for the one who sticks to the path of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, follows the light, Allah will give them more guidance. Allah will aid them on the path. And He will even give them wa atahum taqawahum. Allah will give them the shield to remain on the path. But if we're going to try and make our own path, or we are going to go any other path than the Quran and the Sunnah, then we are most certainly going to go astray. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغَ الْهَدْيَ فِي غَيْرِهِ أَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ. As in that hadith of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, the hadith of the fitna, and he asked, مَا الْمَخْرَجُ مِنْهَا. What is going to be the escape? And the Prophet ﷺ explained about the Qur'an, and of course, attached to the Qur'an is the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad Khayr al-Anam, salawatu Rabbi salam alayhi. He said, and whoever seeks guidance in anything but it, أَدَلَّهُ اللَّهُ. Allah will send them astray. Allah will send them astray. There can be no exchange. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدَقًا. And the Lord's of your word, afwan. And the words of your Lord, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدَقًا وَعَدَلًا. The words of your Lord have been completed with truth and with justice. لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ. There can be no exchange for the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in those words of Allah, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? مَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوهُ. That which the messenger gives to you, take it. Hold on to it. How must you hold on to it? عَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِذِ. The Prophet says, hold on to it with your molars. You know when you have that like a fillet steak, you know? You don't bite onto it with your front teeth, especially if you've got dentures. You bite onto it with your molars. عَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا. In other words, hold onto it for dear life. عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي. Hold on to my sunnah. وَسُنَّةُ الْخُلْفَ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينِ مِنْ بَعْدِي. And the sunnah of my rightly guided successors. عَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِذِ. Hold onto it with your molars. In other words, hold onto it for dear life. Don't let go. يَوْمُ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. The day when the wrongdoers, when they will be biting into their hands out of bitter regret. يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. If only I'd taken the path of the messenger. يَا وَيْلَتَا. Woe be to me. لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. If only I hadn't taken so-and-so as my friend. جماعة المسلمين, our children, who are their friends? Do you know? Do you know who your children's friends are? And of course, we must start with ourselves. We must also choose our friends. But especially our children. The future of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shabab al-yawm rijal al-ghad. The youth of today, they are the adults of tomorrow. They are the future husbands and wives. Husbands and wives, males and females, mothers and fathers of the future of this ummah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he warns us to watch out who you take as your friends. Al-mar'u ala dini khalili, he says. فَلْيَنْدُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. Every person is on the way of life of their friends. So watch out who you take as your friends. We need more Muslim schools. I don't know, they said they wanted to pass the Bella Bill today. Am I right? Jamaat al-Muslimin, we don't actually, I think we understand what danger we are in as a community. Unless we stand up together, united, to face the scourge head on. Mr. John Steenhuisen, at the Pride March in 2022, he said one of the philosophical underpinnings of the Democratic Alliance is freedom. Freedom to love who you want and to live your life as you want. Now, I give the benefit of the doubt that Mr. Neoliberal John Steenhuisen and the rest of his clan, and by the way, the ANC is just two sides of the same coin. They've embraced this neoliberalism, neoliberalism, they've embraced it wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly. In fact, they've even allowed the likes of George Soros to spend since 1993. I didn't say 94. Since 1993, look it up. George Soros has spent more than R1 billion in the South Africa. For what? For the advancement of the open society. Go up, go home and read about it. I need a few khutbas to tell you about it. But when you connect all the dots together, this is pure evil. This is pure shaitan. And one of the shayateen min al-ins, one of the human devils, was a man in the early part of the 20th century. His name was Aleister Crowley. Allah forgive me for even mentioning his name in the masjid. But if I can mention shaitan, I can mention him because he, I think it was Hiroshio Bottomley. He had a magazine in the late 19th century. He referred to Aleister Crowley in this magazine as the most wickedest man on earth. Aleister Crowley is considered the modern day father of the occult. And he came up with a system called Thelema, which was basically an add-on from the OTO, the Ordo Templi Orientis, the Order of the Eastern Temple, which can literally trace its roots right back to the Knights Templars. Oh, it's a rabbit hole. It's a rabbit hole. So he wrote this thing called the Book of the Law, which he claims a jinn dictated to him. Where? In Egypt. I just want you to listen, because if you hear what is happening, especially in the Western Anglophone world, then this is exactly what's being implemented. And this can, you can, we can tie this to Anton LaVey, the founder of the Satanic Church in America, to Hollywood, to Alfred Kinsey, the father of the sexual revolution and the spread of homosexuality in America, as well as Dr. John Money, the person who said that gender is but a social construct and did the first castration of a young boy, Bruce Raymer, in the 1960s. Him and his brother eventually committed suicide because of the sexual experimentation that was being done on them. And one in every four children that go through these transgender operations take their lives. Do you know that in America today? This is, you know, we have a kalima shahada. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Wallahi, when I'm going to be done in 2 minutes, inshallah, but in 2 minutes' time, from now, in 2 minutes' time, I want you to just sit still for a few seconds and look deep inside your heart.
And feel the gratitude that you're a Muslim. And say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasul. Because wallahi, without it, we are going to drown. Because this has now become like a tsunami. A Catholic teacher in Ireland was arrested the other day because he wants to go back to work to save the children who they want to basically put them through these operations. There's a word they use for it in English. And he was arrested for his religion. And we are not far off from that, Jamaat al-Muslimin. There has been legislation in the pipeworks by organizations that are grantees of the Open Society, that are being sponsored by the Open Society, pushing through all of these bills through Parliament, pertaining to same-sex marriages, pertaining to even the legality of prostitution, etc., etc., etc. In the Bella Bill, this comprehensive sexual education. It's running full force in places like England and Canada and some states in America, where they have a book. It says it's normal, a pornographic book, hand-drawn, teaching children about homosexuality and lesbianism and transgenderism and all the fawahish and all the filth that one can imagine. Wal-iyadu billah, we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when I hear John Stiers, I'm not saying John Stiersism is part of the occult, but this is where it has come to, where mainstream political organizations are basically calling towards this ideology. So we have a kalima shahada, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thabitna ya Rabb. Allah make us steadfast on it. You know what Thelema's mantra or declaration of faith, you know what it is? Thou shall do what thy wilt shall be the whole of the law. Sound familiar? The freedom to love who you want and to live how you want. Listen what he writes here. He says, man has the right to live by his own law. In fact, at the top he says, there is no God but man. Ma'adallah. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you know where that? Do you know who's the guru of the World Economic Forum? It's an Israeli, a homosexual Israeli by the name of Yoav Hariri. He is the guru, the spiritual guru of the World Economic Forum. Look it up. He wrote a book recently called Homo Deus, which means man God. And he's saying exactly the same thing, that mankind is not in need of religion. Mankind is not in need of God. Man himself is a God. Look what he's invented. Look what he's created. So right at the top here, there's no God but man. Man has the right to live by his own law, to live in the way that he wills to do, to work as he will, to play as he will, to rest as he will, to die when and how he will. Man has the right to eat what he will, to drink what he will, to dwell where he will, to move as he will on the face of the earth. Man has the right to think what he will, to speak what he will, to write what he will, to draw, paint, carve, etch, mold, build as he will, to dress as he will. Man has the right to love as he will, take your full and will of love as he will, where, when, and with whom ye will. This was Alfred Kinsey in the 1950s, the father of the sexual revolution. At the end, he says, this is number five, this is where it really becomes concerning for us as a community. I mean, first it's, okay, you lose your job. Then it's, okay, you get arrested and put in jail. And finally, what do they do? Perhaps even hunt them down and kill them. Wal-iyadu billah. Because number five, and the end of this so-called the book of the law, imagine, this is a law for them. It says at the end, man has the right to kill those who would thwart these rights. The slaves shall serve. Love is the law, love under will. Meaning, under the nafs. Inna nafs la amaratun bisu. Indeed, the lower self is inclined towards evil. This is the work of the devil. This is the work of shaitan. And it is infecting our children. I know there was something going around on social media. I asked for corroboration and for verification. Nobody could give it to me, so I'm not going to mention names or anything like that. I'm speaking generally because it's not something new. Lesbianism, homosexuality in our community is not something new. And we better wake up to it and wake up to it quickly and deal with it head on in order that we should be able to save ourselves and our children and our future generations from this war. This is a war. This is a spiritual war. But we know who's going to be victorious in the end. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They want to put out the light of Allah with their mouths. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ. But Allah completes and perfects His light. وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Even if the disbelievers dislike it. They are spending trillions of dollars to take people away from Islam. Allah says they'll spend it all. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَسُدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَةً ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ. Indeed, those who disbelieve, they spend their money to hinder man from the path of Allah. They will spend it all. And then it'll all be in vain. And then they will be defeated. Allah make us steadfast, Jamaat al-Muslim. Jamaat al-Muslimin, forgive me for going over my time. I'm going to now, inshallah, just complete the ayat. يَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. The day when the wrongdoer will bite into their hands, they will say, if only I'd taken the path of the messenger. Woe be to me that I took so-and-so as my friend. Indeed, they took me away from the remembrance of Allah after it came to me. And indeed, shaytan is ever deceiving of mankind. Shaytan with his shayateen min al-jinn, with his spiritual or spirit devils, as well as shayateen min al-ins, as well as his human devils that work under him. وقال الرسول ربي إن قوم اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. And the messenger said, oh Allah, my people have turned their backs on the Quran. We have to come back to the Quran. We have to come back to the Sunnah. وكذلك جعلنا لكل نبي عدوا من المجرمين. And indeed we have made for every prophet enemies. Are we a friend of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Then let's follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or are we enemies? Ma'ad Allah, we seek refuge in Allah. Because if we are enemies, then we're going to turn away from the Prophet. We're going to turn away from the Quran. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيًا وَنَصِيرًا. And Allah is sufficient as one who guides and aids and supports. Oh Allah, guide us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide our children, Ya Allah. Protect us, Ya Allah. Protect our children, Ya Allah. Protect our community, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us look to Gaza, Ya Allah. The madrasa for the Ummah of Muhammad, Ya Allah. 2 million teaching 2 billion what it means to be a Muslim, Ya Allah. They've lost everything, yet they are prepared to even die. For la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa akhiru da'wana, anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is a long briefie, so. Okay. Muhammad Mustafa Khaland and daughters Mahira and Nazia. They'll be leaving for? For Umrah. For Umrah, inshallah. It will be from at 2 o'clock for the 6:20 flight on the 22nd of September. There's no address here, but that is Muhammad Mustafa Khaland and daughters Mahira and Nazia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them and all the mu'tamirin Umratan maqboola. آمين يا رب العالمين. شيخ عبد الرحمن تفضل. شيخ عبد الرحمن سعدين. Have you heard of it? Have you heard of him? The name sounds familiar. شيخ عبد الرحمن سعدين. You know him? تفضل يا شيخ. تفضل. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا اللهم يا رب بك نستجير ومن يجير سواك ارحم ضعيفا يحتمي بحماك وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظم جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ويوم يعض الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتى ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا وقال الرسول يا رب إن قوم اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا وكذلك جعلنا لكل نبي عدوا من المجرمين وكفى بربك هاديا ونسيرا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بنسبة القرآن بنسبة كتاب الله تعالى ومن ابتغى الهدي في غيره أضله الله وهو حبل الله المتين وهو ذكر الحكيم وهو الصراط المستقيم اللهم ثبتنا على صراطك المستقيم اللهم ثبتنا على كتابك وعلى سنة نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى جنات جنات النعيم يا رب العالمين أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم نفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل البدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمة التالي حق والدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة
اللهم ارمي عنهم إذا رموا وسد عنهم إذا رموا اللهم عليك بالسهاين ومن والاهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم شتت شملهم اللهم فرج جمعهم اللهم عليك بهم وارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وحر عزيز يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة.
محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استوى صفوف رحمكم الله استوى اعتدلوا فإن تسوية الصفوف من تمام الصلاة. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. محمد رسول الله والذين معه رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله يبتغون فضلا من الله سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطأه
فآزره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين الفاتحة
جماعة المسلمين إن شاء الله we're also going to make dua for Sheikh Siraj Johar al-Makki. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a high place in Jannat al-Firdaus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant healing to all our sick. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Al-Fatiha. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم إنا نسألك ونتوجه إليك في هذه الساعة ولعلها ساعة الإجابة اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وسكنه في الجنة وتجاوز عن سيئاته واحشره مع نبيين وصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما اللهم إن كان محسنا فزد في إحساني وإن كان مسيئا فتجاوز عن سيئاتي اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وعافي واعف عنه وأكرم نزله واسع مدخله وغسله يا الله بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقه من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس واجعله يا الله من الذين يقال لهم يوم القيامة يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين وتقبل شهدائنا يا أكرم الأكرمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
You are still on the phone. I mean, I don't know.